Now, like, do you think I'm a fucking tourist asking for a key when I visit Los Angeles? It's like, you're a key place. How do you not have this?
It's really weird.
That's how they make keys. I thought they just make a cut. I thought they just take a mold of whatever key you get.
I would
think
that it would be easy enough that way, right?
Because when you go to hardware stores, they can just like, why do you need to bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought they were just making a copy of it.
Well, it's like,
this guy was like looking through like a
key
catalog.
Like a catalog.
Like a base key.
He needed a base key that was like similar to it, I think.
Man.
And it was like, he couldn't find the base
Kingdom,
key that was
similar to it. Fucking Kingdom Hearts ass motherfucker. What the fuck is this shit?
He's like, this key, it does not exist.
Where did you find this key?
He's like, don't let me touch it. I must not touch it.
See, and I feel like that if that situation happens to you and your job is key maker, that should make your day. You know what I mean?
You should jizz your pants.
You're like, holy shit, I'm learning at my job.
You find a key that looks like a lightning bolt or something. That would make my fucking dick hard as a key maker.
Yeah. My God.
Like, but seriously though, shouldn't it? Like,
I would think so, right?
It's like, I assume.
You don't want to know what this key opens.
I don't think key maker is a job you just roll into. That's a job you chose.
It's a family thing. You're doing it for like 50 years,
You find something better.
You don't get good at it until you've been doing it for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. You don't stay in the
key. So when you run into a key that you haven't seen before...
Yeah,
you offer to buy that key.
He like,
I don't think that's what you do, right?
He's being coy about it. He's like, just give it to me. I will take care of it. And you're like, no, I need this. This is for my house.
We should have come up $500 up off that key at least.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Every time he makes a new key, he has to like go into a trance. He's like,
yeah. Yeah.
He just has to draw like a new one. He's like,
yeah.
At least give me the door. Mm-hmm. At least tell give me the door. You don't need the door anymore. You don't have a key for it.
Yeah.
He's so dramatic. He comes into work wearing like a cloak and stuff. And they're like, hey, can you just wear the uniform? The Ace Hardware uniform?
Can you at least wear the vest over that?
Yeah. And he like wears the vest over the red vest over his cloak. He's like, give me the key. You're gonna have to go see the you come in, you're like, hey, I gotta make a copy of the key. Like, you're gonna have to go see the key master. And he's like in the back of the store.
He's like curled up on the top of the
perfectly.
His name tag says Keegan Masters. I am key.
All the light comes through like keyholes. It's like little streams of light coming into this store. Yeah. Welcome to the key. Why does it look like the inside of a disco ball?
Key lime pie. All right, dude. That's enough.
Would you like a bump of my key?
I hate making a copy of my key.
I hate going to Lowe's.
Yeah.
I gotta admit though, this is the only 24/7 key making place.
Yeah.
The manager comes by, he's like, hey, did you take your 15? You need to take your 15. He's like, I will be back. Hey, like, and he's like getting like chewed out. He's like, you need to remember to take your 15. All right.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yeah,
what happened? How'd you get into the house? Then you don't have a key.
What happened is
two doors.
That door is now always unlocked.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what we do.
Really?
We just keep a door unlocked. Yeah, what's the point?
I like the doors.
I don't.
I want to get one of those fake security camera things and just put it outside the door.
With the sticks that say like somebody secures this place.
No, they have fake cameras that you can buy.
Yeah, they're like $1,200.
They cost as much as the real amount.
It just saves you having to wire it up, though.
Yeah, okay. It's worth the money, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy. I just want to like one of those signs that says "Smile, you're on camera."
Yes,
I want a sign that says "Solicit if you dare."
Yeah,
I want a sign that says "We know who you are," and there's a mirror.
That's horrible. That's bad. That was a bad one. I want a gnome.
Security gnome.
I want a tall gnome. Tall buff gnome. Just a big, big mannequin with a hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mess. That's a big mess.
Talking about gnomes.
They're talking about gnomes? No, it's talking about little people for sure.
Small people. Yeah, that's a good song. I play that. It's a good road trip song.
Can that be the intro song to this episode? Is there any way we can do that? Okay.
You can make a request. Yeah. You can file a formal request, of course.
Milan's so upset.
It will be. It'll go through the normal process. Yeah. There's paperwork for you to fill out for that after the recording. I'll talk to you about that.
There's a lot of bureaucracy with this podcast.
It seems to be considering.
There's a lot of paperwork.
Did you guys read the manual before you showed up? That we sent you?
Yeah, but could you just go over some of the, yeah, but could you review some of the notes of it?
Yeah.
What are some of the rules?
Shave before you get on, so that doesn't mess up the white balance.
Oh, yeah, the Caucasian balance.
Yeah, no greasy beards.
Shave your entire body before you come on.
Thing, no
hair. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think once in everybody's life, they should shave all of their body hair. Just one time in everybody's life.
That's
what I'm going through right now.
Yeah,
like no one
not, not getting very far like, there, are you?
Yeah, like, I'm doing little by little,
piece by piece, yeah.
Little by little. No one said anything.
You're not trying to
come. Like people should just like re-babify.
I think you should just start clean. Like all of this hair on me has been grown in the last 2 days. Every bit of hair you've seen on me, this is new hair.
I'm purifying.
It's being reborn in a way. You either do that or you go get baptized. One of them, pick one.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do. Yeah, you should shave all your hair at some point in your your life, and get one of those skin scrubs and the top layer of skin. You know,
that,
and that you should do that once a year.
Yeah, you'll be new.
Yeah,
I replace all my blood every few months. It's expensive, but I do it.
Yeah,
it's not bad. It's good. You just got to replace every. You got to be really careful because there's like a probably like a good minute there where I had no blood and I was legally dead, but then like you just have to be careful about the timing.
You can make it if you go to Home Depot, they'll show you. They'll kind of give you the PVC pipe and the tubes and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, just set it up right.
Yeah,
4x4.
You can use like a pond pump. You're
starting a clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Home Depot. Yeah, people do this all the time. You're starting a clinic. We'll get you like a bucket for the blood. We got empty paint buckets.
We'll get you there. Yeah. We'll get you. They do like they do classes on it. You know Home Depot how they do classes.
Yeah,
on
how
it.
To open a home clinic.
Mm-hmm. How to do a solo blood transfusion, colonics. They teach you how to do colonics or what is it called when you put the water up your ass? Talking about when you shoot
water
enema. All an enema.
It's an enema. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Home Depot will help you do an enema using products from Home Depot.
Can I put in a request for the song for this episode?
Mm-hmm.
The Home Depot theme.
How does that one go again?
Okay. It's like I don't know.
I thought for sure you were just gonna start like making fun of like Mexican day laborers. Like that's what his Randy song is about. Home Depot.
Oh yeah, all my coworkers. Like I would make fun of them. Thank you, Harpal. Like I would make fun of the people who I take advantage of.
Yeah. Jesse gets all his stuff from a homeless depot. That's where he gets all his laborers for all his projects. You hire day laborers to help you do an enema. Get in. Yeah, I got some work for everybody.
One at a time. Has anyone built an enema before? See, and see.
They have.
See.
They built you the best enema system.
Isn't Gwyneth Paltrow ever sold some kind of white woman enema machine and called it like the reverse ass sucker or something like Gwyneth.
Gwyneth's special hole sucker.
She would kind of like she would like bring back leeching, you know. She would put like leeches on her nipples.
That's
or something.
Funny. That's like a lot of what like homeopathic and like it feels like a lot of like astrological stuff. It's like you're gonna go back into leeches.
Yeah. I wish.
It is, yeah. It is. It's like going back into like the middle age, the dark ages, basically.
Yeah. Right.
It's like let's try some of this stuff again. Let's see if we can give ourselves severe sunburns to like take off the first layer of skin
and
on our bodies.
It does kind of feel like medieval torture, like a little bit. You know?
Oh, until you have that water up your ass. That's not going to feel like torture, buddy. You're going to be singing a different tune. A higher pitch tune. Paltrow had that show. What was that show on Netflix that came out like last year where it's like Gwyneth Paltrow's like, it was like Goop Laboratory.
Yeah.
Where she's like Goop doing experiments. Uh-huh. They gave her a lab to do experiments on stuff. Yeah. And there's like an episode where they're like, we all went to the Bahamas to do mushrooms for the first time. And then it's just like all these like dumb, white people that are in her entourage. Like I'm remembering all this trauma from when I was younger. And they're just like, it was actually a really positive experience. It's like, cause you're in the Bahamas. Cause you're doing drugs in the Bahamas. And they're like, it wasn't scary. It was actually really, it was life changing. It's like, yeah, it's cause you're on vacation, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Try taking mushrooms and then seeing Mortal Kombat in the theaters in the hood. It's not so fun, Gwyneth. It's the only activity that you can afford. It's pretty funny because we just saw Candyman, and during the trailer, like they had some horror movies, and it's like they had a Halloween, which is what is that guy's
Michael
name?
Myers.
Michael Myers, which it doesn't even work because it sounds like he's gonna be like, yeah, baby. I'm just like, when I hear like it's like Michael Myers is coming, I'm like, ooh, goody.
Nice. Can't wait to laugh. Is Fat Bastard coming too? Yeah, like the new Halloween. Yeah, when they're like, it's Michael Myers, it's like, oh yeah, I like him. Yeah, everybody in town's like, yeah, he's cool.
We're just like laughing our asses off, like watching him slowly walk towards people, because like it's the Purge, like it's a Purge but with one person, like it's just a guy with a mask killing people.
Yeah,
like any of us could handle it, you
his,
know?
His mask isn't even scary. It's so generic now compared he's to back. The Purge masks. Yeah. And then, like Jamie Lee Curtis is like, he's still there. We need to leave. And everybody's like, and she's been complaining about this for like 40 years. And everybody's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. He's dead. And she's the only one that's like, we got to get out of here. It's like, mom, you're senile. Yeah. You have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Like, she went from being just like a young girl that was like, you're such a dumb little girl. And then everybody's like, you have Alzheimer's. You have dementia.
Stupid, dumb, old whore.
There's no... Even though she killed him like twice.
It's really funny because they know she was right once, right?
Multiple times, yeah.
Yeah, we took care of it. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe Michael Myers is still here. Like, you're 73. I can't believe you're still here. Like, you freaked me out when he came in here.
You know,
you scared me more than Michael Myers. You put on a mask.
Just let him kill you at this point. Like, we just don't want to hear you talk about it anymore. Yeah. Like,
73-year-old in the obituary. 73-year-old woman was finally given peace.
Somebody put a fucking pumpkin mask on her. Someone give her a Yoplait.
No, it was the yogurt that makes you shit. She's been associated with shit for like 20 years now, which was a horrible choice on her part. Why the fuck? She's so popular, and she was like, "I'm gonna promote a yogurt that reminds people of shitting their pants."
I was at Target, and like the lady at Target was like, picked up some other lady's diaper, like period diapers, and she was like, oh, these are great. She's like, yeah, they're a lifesaver. And I was like damn, you can talk about people's diapers, huh? I just like, so, and then so
two customers,
she was
or?
Pretty hot. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I went in the line, armful of diapers,
yeah,
just to, so I can make some convo, you know what I'm saying?
Like, these are awesome, right? These are these are the best, am I right?
Extra hold. Extra absorbent.
Yeah, like,
you're a lifesaver.
Yeah, my asshole bleeds a lot, so it's pretty useful for me.
I'll wear these out. I leave her some shitty underwear. Like, can you just put these in the bag, and then I'll wear these out. Pretty crazy, huh? I'm so glad we're out of that pandemic.
Yeah, you thought they were like, everyone's hoarding diapers during the pandemic?
That's the only way this happens.
The only problem with virtual reality is that everyone has to buy those fucking helmets. That's why it's not becoming mainstream. It's like, if they just do something, some surgery at birth to everyone's eyes, then we'll have some VR.
I think people are going to get sick of VR too quickly because it's like too much of a fantasy, and we're already like sick of fake shit all the time. So everybody's like going back to like basics, you know, like urban farming and shit. So VR, people are already fucking sick of computers. So what it's going to be, it's like they're going to have VR and people get sick of it after like a year. And then they're going to have new VR, which is it's VR, but it has real life consequences on your life. So like if you're like playing a VR where like you lose your job, you lose your actual job in real life.
Yeah. Or like you drink something and you get kidney failure.
And you do really get you like hook it up to your body, so it actually affects your immune system.
Yeah.
This is subscription charge.
Yeah. And you're gonna get charged for that's the service. Difference.
Yeah, you gotta pay. It's like $200 a month.
Child pornography. I'm not DLC.
Enjoy jail.
Enjoy jail DLC.
Why did I buy this?
Reminding of the VR. Remember, this was your choice. You wanted to do this.
Why don't any games do that? They just don't remind you of.
They don't remind you that you did.
You remember what you did, in the first level.
Why don't they have a guilt?
This is why.
Guilt mechanic.
Yeah,
I think your game should have a guilt mechanic.
They should.
DLC always loses its charm, especially when the game is too popular. Like I got The Sims Ignorant back.
Sims what?
Wait,
no. The Sims Ignorant back?
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it makes your Sims do fucking. I can't believe you did that, bro.
Don't do that.
It adds a couple Moore's bars.
The only way I could describe that action was ignorant.
Yeah,
that was truly ignorant.
You lose temporary control over the Sims.
Yeah. Why would you kick that child walking up?
Yeah, I got Sims Auto.
Yeah.
Just kind of runs.
Cartman, it's like your Sim hasn't paid rent for 3 months, but decided to get a Cartman tooth gem.
Your Sim's trying to be a Twitch streamer for a living.
Get off the computer. You can't get your Sim off the computer. Eat. Your Sim is like just peeing its pants.
Your Sim has bipolar disorder and destroyed its ex's car.
It vastly outsold Sims Disco. Disco Inferno.
I bought Sims, the expansion I just bought recently that kind of sucked, was Sims Horrible First Date. And you have to go on a date. You have to, like, first of all, you have to use Tinder for your Sim. And then, so, like, a lot of the game is just like being on Tinder basically for your Sim, and you get like rejected a lot, and you have to like chat with girls, and a lot of them don't lead to anything, but then finally you'll get one, and then you have to go to like some fucking shitty you have to go to like a shitty coffee shop or something.
Your sim is like 5'7". And then you get to the date.
Why did you lie to me?
Why did you say you're 5'9"? Because I'm 5'9".
Yeah. And the conversation like doesn't go anywhere, but you just like have to sit there for like an hour. Yeah. It's called The Sims Bad Date.
Damn. That one's real.
Changed the name in the middle of it.
Well, the name changed in the middle of the playing.
It changes.
It does change.
I got Sims code switching.
I like to do Sims white passing.
The white passing.
You just get like cab drivers that are more racist around you. I'm glad I can just be open.
No, that's a Sims racist cab driver. That's actually pretty fun. That's actually a good one. You're in charge. That's how they market it. Now you're in charge.
Oh, careful. 9/11 just happened. Your job got more dangerous.
Yeah. There's a lot of good expansions for SimCity.
Speaking of 9/11, I saw some Taliban at the Orange Theory Fitness.
You should have said something.
Yeah, well, I did. But they were using up all the row machines. The liquid row machines.
The Orange Theory like trainer can't like tell. And he's like, "You're doing great, Abdullah. You are in the zone." He's just like on the bike.
End up with like more of those like CrossFit videos where like the guy like he's like getting his back fixed or something. They like tied him to like four of those ropes and they like pulled him.
That's not CrossFit.
Was that CrossFit?
Are you talking about chiropractors? I don't know what you're talking about. Sounds like torture.
That's some Russian meme shit. That's not Russian meme. Just go to one CrossFit gym and you'll see that's not CrossFit. Just walk by one.
Yeah, you walk by a CrossFit and a man's being stretched in all four directions.
Oh, I'm signing up.
Man. Intense.
Ooh, I bet he's in shape.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Discipline.
You walk into a...
That's
yeah.
what this can give me.
You walk into CrossFit and it's just people being like shocked with like a rod when like being waterboarded. You're like, man, this looks intense. I want to join.
Sign me up.
But it's just like a warehouse where like people are just being tortured by like a gang or something by the mafia. Where do I sign up?
Late night CrossFit.
Who do I sign up to? Yeah, this kind of service.
You just start like flipping tires. In the corner.
There's like, one who is guy that? Ooh, where's the foam roller?
I love that scene in Slumdog Millionaire where they start shocking him. Because he cheated and he wants to be a millionaire.
Because they think he cheated.
So
they're electrocuting him
he
kind
of cheated.
That'd be
he
great.
He didn't cheat.
He kind of cheated.
No, that's the whole thing.
His whole life he's been cheating, basically.
He's been cheating.
That'd be great if Regis Philbin did the torturing.
Yeah. Here comes...
Because he's brown.
I have a special guest for you. And Regis comes out of the shadow. He's like,
Regis.
All right, here we go. You're going to get shock slum. How did you know about that?
Why didn't you use a 50-50?
50-50.
Would you like to make your call?
Yeah.
Is that
Regis was the old Who Wants to Be a Millionaire host.
Yeah.
Is that show exist other than America back then?
It does. So it still exists on
all over the country.
In India too. They have their own. Yeah, it's all over the world.
Okay,
too.
I didn't know. I thought it was like, oh, okay, they're doing this somewhere else because
Who Wants. He's like, hey, who
they
wants
have
to, like,
everything in India. They
Tijuana's
have
like, who wants like $5?
It was like five
and people
bucks.
Are like, we're like sweating, like.
Do you
really want
to use a 50-50?
We're up to one. We're up to like 150. You want to just take that 150 and leave, or do you want to like you can just take like that 150 and leave, or you can try and it'll risk a lot. You'll go down
I'll
to
ask
250.
What's the next question? The question: edamame. What country is edamame from? Singapore, Japan. Africa.
Edamame.
Ed and mommy are from like, Florida, so. Mm.
You want to WhatsApp a friend?
It's free.
It's free. Damn, what's the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, what's the Wi-Fi here? Damn, our Wi-Fi. You don't have Wi-Fi here? What the fuck?
Yeah, they have all India has like all the they have like American Idol, they have versions of everything basically.
Do they have the prices right?
Dude,
I don't actually know, but that would be a good show.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
They have a dog whisperer.
Yeah, they have
back down at all.
I want to see like cross versions where I want to see like Gordon Ramsay try to rehabilitate an angry dog, and I want to see Caesar Milan have to like cook a 4-course meal.
I think it might be a seamless transition.
I think they could do each other's jobs, is my point. Yeah, exactly.
I think that could happen.
Yeah, but Caesar would just make all this food for the palate of a dog.
Yeah, exactly. He eats dog food. He's like all of his dog training. He's like, I gotta eat the food that the dog eats in order to.
Caesar like discipline the chefs though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like this pasta isn't cooked through.
Yeah.
He like squirts them. Yeah.
Wait, are you jabbing me in the neck?
Yes, chef.
Yeah, you got to cook better. And then Gordon Ramsay's on trying to train a dog. He's like, you need to stop fucking biting people. You're being selfish. He shames the dog. He's like, fine, I quit. If you don't want to get better, I'm leaving. And the dog's so sad. He's like,
yeah.
You cut to Caesar.
I thought about
what
Caesar.
The guy's like chopping vegetables, and Caesar just got like his waist next to him. He's like, you have to establish dominance.
Yeah.
While they work for you.
Yeah. You have to establish dominance over the onion.
Yeah.
But, it's my summons for jury duty.
Oh, no.
Which really sucks, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that letter. I've almost misplaced it.
Really smooth transition.
This is from Jesse. Jesse summoned me.
Yeah, you only get one in your life. You can summon people.
I feel like if you're on trial, you should get to summon one person of your choice.
That's so fucking funny. I think so.
Yeah. It should,
I'll get my mom.
It should be a jury of my peers, right? You don't know who I hang out with. They don't know who I hang out with.
It's just like, why is the court the only place that gets to summon people? I want to summon people.
It would be nice.
You should get one.
You can,
that's pretty
you can,
cool, though.
You can summon
the
me,
idea
but
of summoning.
Yeah, summoning is cool.
I would love to send a letter to my girlfriend. I was like summoning her on July 4th for a party.
Yeah,
you have been summoned. Did you get your summons?
You special summons.
You mean the postcard? Summons. Yeah, at one point they called them summoning.
Mm-hmm.
You can summon people, but you can only summon them as skeletons. Like, oh. Really, dude? You summon me as a... All right.
Yeah. Like in court, you should be able to summon the dead once.
Yeah.
Like a Yu-Gi-Oh card, you play it down.
Yeah. If it's like a murder trial, you should get to summon the victim.
And I play... once. I play Pot of Greed, so I get to see three of the things that you're going to say, defense. Tell me, lawyer, what were you going to say next? Ooh, that's a good defense.
I'm very jealous that you played Magic to the Gathering as a kid.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh.
I'm jealous of that too. Seems a very seems like a life of excess. yeah, you can play cards that aren't just like, if my dad saw me playing cards, he's like, "You have cards."
Yeah, they think all cards are the same. Yeah. Whether it's Pokemon or just regular like playing cards.
I taught you how to play spades.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you
messing around with these around weird dogs?
Yeah, weird spit. What do you guys? Or you get excited if you're like, what are you guys playing? Cards, huh?
Yeah, every time I had to buy a booster pack, I had to convince my mom and dad that I lost more cards. You really need to stop losing these. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It says a lot about you that they believed you every time, too. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we can buy that. That you misplaced something again. Did you have a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards? I can't believe
it. Why is it every time I'm on this, I'm always ripped to shreds?
Because it's not fun otherwise. We're trying to have fun with this.
It's called a bad episode when you don't.
I've listened to these podcasts before. Yeah. No one gets roasted but me.
Yeah.
Every fucking time I'm on this thing, I get fucking shit up. You never did it with Eli. You never did it with Chase.
When I look at you, all I see is a big rotisserie chicken that I want to bake and skewer and rip apart.
So yummy.
It's just like, I mean, I'm fine. I guess everyone's laughing. But I am going to kill myself after this.
Just know that all the pain you feel, I feel it as well.
It makes the episode blow up and the podcast blows up.
Just you having a breakdown.
Harple's last podcast?
Yeah.
He
actually talked about this.
Man with pink scrunchie offs himself.
After getting mildly... harassed in podcast by close friends.
Man with weak ego finally does the deed.
Mildly razzled.
Man couldn't take being razzed. It's like judgy, kind of.
We have another
man was razzed today in Los Angeles.
Yeah, let's get through these. Let's get through these deaths pretty quick. This one's pretty weak.
The world news.
Yeah. Oh God.
Militants have taken over the border in the Congo, and also in America, a man was razzed to death.
Yeah. Just a clip of the podcast. Like, what's the Look at the pink scrunchie, man. It's pink, man. It's girly. It's girly, man.
The family will not be following suit.
He was pretty weak. What is with that pink scrunchie?
Thank you card was sent to Paris, I want.
Damn, that was our chance. That was our chance to blow up. Well, that's what happens in Candyman. Everybody started to bring it to that, but fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about it, sure.
This is a spoiler, but a lot of people die, and he becomes more famous.
That makes more sense.
Oh, so then that makes him come out more?
Yeah, because, you know, people... Did you guys watch it?
No, but I figured people were going to die, right? Like
I didn't see it coming myself.
Yeah, I was just excited for the candy.
Yeah, Werther's Originals. I haven't seen those in a while.
This isn't a spoiler, but it is funny in Candyman where anytime he offers candy, he has the worst candies. they're like in generic like green and gold wrappers. Just like old woman card candy. And it's just like, you want some candy? And the kids are like, not really.
Yeah, at one point he has like those two shitty lollipops from the dentist, like the very generic ones that are single paper. And it's like, ready to get fucked. like, I don't think you're going to lure anyone in. Mm-hmm. You didn't have any really out of shape victims either who were like lured by candy.
Like, right. Yeah, that's what you would want. The kids weren't even like, they're like, we don't want it.
No, thank you. I don't I don't like spearmint.
Yeah. All he has is like gum and raisins.
All his candy's like hella old.
Yeah.
You can't even like get the new kinds.
Yeah. Auricula.
Such an old villain.
He has like cough drops. Yeah. Like Auricula. Like what the fuck?
Bitter licorice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Specifically bitter.
Black licorice.
Yeah, like three Tic Tacs and like a Halls. The Candyman. <It's> like, I think you need to rename yourself, man. This is not candy.
Yeah.
This is not candy.
Listerine strip.
Floss.
A loose Listerine strip and some floss. Use floss.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Candyman. Yeah, he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
A mint leaf.
And also the whole thing, it's like that's where the story of the kid getting a razor blade in their Halloween candy comes from, I guess. Yeah. Right.
Oh, really?
So but the thing is like they show it, right, and it's like the razor's like sticking out of it like a lot. Like how did this kid like cut their like eat that, you know what I mean? Like what kind of kid's gonna see that and be like, you know, it's just like, looks
candy
good.
Is candy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's like, kids have put weirder things in their mouth without it being candy. So.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a
new stickers.
Also, just eat around the razor blade.
Yeah.
It's got angles in it.
Does Augustus Gloop live in the projects? I'm like, oh, candy.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Why does this
That's the Candyman meets his match. Augustus Gloop.
He never stops.
Yes. He doesn't stop eating candy.
I think the funniest thing, and this is kind of a spoiler, the funniest thing is like, so Candyman is like an iteration of all of a bunch of different Candymans over the years who have died, and Milan said that one of them was OJ. But he's still like, I didn't do it. he's the only one without a hook. He has a black glove that doesn't fit. It fits, but he didn't put it on all the way, and a knife.
Yeah. I didn't do it, though.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
He's still killing
I shouldn't
people,
be Candyman.
Yeah.
And he's still like, I didn't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he has a book out that says, like, what if I was Candyman?
If I was Candyman, this is how I would do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how I did it.
Yes, I have a sweet tooth, but that doesn't mean anything. Yes, I've handed out candy. Of course I have. But, you know, on other occasions. That is funny about serial killers, too, that they have to defend themselves when all the evidence is stacked against them. So they have to admit to things. Like, there's Robert Durst, the Jinx. He, like, killed a bunch of people. He's, like, a serial killer in New York and stuff. And so he got caught, like, dumping body parts into the ocean, and he was caught red-handed doing that, but like during the trial they were like, so you were on the boat chopping up body parts and putting them into the ocean, and he was like, did I chop up the body? Yes, of course I did. Did I throw the body parts in the ocean? Of course. Who wouldn't in that situation? I was afraid. I was afraid of being asked these types of questions. And it's like, so did you kill Sue? And she's like, of course not. Did I chop up the body? Yes. Did I throw it into the ocean? Of course. But I would never harm anyone. It's just like, okay, man. But like the courts, the way the courts work is like, well, we can't prove anything.
Yeah.
Can't prove that he's guilty.
He's like an evil ass smile.
Yeah.
He has a hook for a hand.
The trial of Candyman.
Your Honor, he has a hook for a hand.
Yeah. He's like scratching his nose with the.
Yeah. Yeah. If the hook don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good movie. I liked it.
It was actually pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't know what to expect.
I wish there were more white people, honestly.
Yeah. I wish there was more Asian representation in Candyman.
Yeah, I wish there was more Asian violence in Candyman.
That's right.
I don't see why the Candyman can't be Latino.
Change out, it. Yeah.
I don't see why the Candyman can't.
Give out those sugar
I don't see why the Candyman can't.
Who's scarier, the Candyman or It?
It.
It.
Yeah,
why?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Is he like always in sewers or?
Because he's shitty, yeah.
So he smells worse.
He smells bad. He's covered in shit.
My dad tried reading the book It, and he had to get drunk to read it because he was too afraid of it.
How old was he when this happened?
Huh?
How old was he?
He was like in his 20s, and he was like reading it, and then like he gets so drunk, he's like, "It's just a fucking clown."
Yeah,
I can imagine him being a kid and being drunk, getting drunk to finish reading it.
I was gonna say that was my dad's excuse for everything. Yeah, I gotta get drunk for this. I can't take you to school until I'm drunk.
I'm too afraid of school.
Yeah. He's like,
your friends are mean, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, your dad is the Stephen King of taking you to school.
He has to be on cocaine.
My dad is so brave.
Yeah. How Hunter S. Thompson of your dad.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. You guys were talking about that the other day. Freaking Loathing in Las Vegas is his worst book or whatever.
Yeah. It's so terrible. He's just like high all the time, and he's like, isn't it amazing how many drugs I did? It's like, no, I don't like the lack of coherence in your fucking novel.
Yeah.
Well, the older I get, the less, I mean, I've always kind of believed this, but I think drugs are less and less cool. And when people are doing them to do creative shit, it like bugs me more and more because it's just like, dude, it's just an excuse for you to get fucked up. You don't make anything good anyway.
It's always, it's always bugged me. I just never think it's like
drunk authors or whatever. Yeah, they're like, I gotta write drunk. It's so like, you're an alcoholic, man. Like, you're not smart.
But the older I get, the more I'm like, yeah, but if you want to have fun, that's fine. Like, if you want to say like, oh, I want to have a good time, so you're going to do drugs and alcohol. Like, that's what that
is. I have to freebase cocaine before I do a live stream of, Donkey Kong Country speedruns. I have to do black tar heroin before I do a Minecraft video.
You're like playing Donkey Konga and you're like drooling. He's killing it. The chat's blowing up.
Can't keep the rhythm in Donkey Kong Jungle Beat unless I'm thoroughly trashed.
Thank you for the donation. That will go to drugs, of course.
Cha-ching! It's like awesome.
That will get wasted on drugs. And that will look straight to the vein.
This has probably already happened, but I'm sure there's been video game streamers like in a art museum, right? That's probably already been a thing where it's like, this is art, and it's like somebody doing a live exhibition of just like playing a fucking Tekken or something and like live streaming it.
It's probably more abstracted.
Yeah.
Like, you think so?
Yeah, probably like a little bit more. Like they're playing like Pong.
Yeah,
live streaming Pong because nobody gives a shit about it.
When Jack Skeptor Eye dies, they're I'm sure I think he sold
Jack
his
Septic.
Who's that? Is that like a streamer?
Like a streamer. Okay. Well, when he dies, I'm sure I think he sold his body and they're gonna fill it with wax and he's gonna be part of the bodies.
Really?
He's gonna stream forever.
Yeah. Yeah, Markiplier is gonna be stuffed. Like he's gonna be de-skinned, like in Midsommar, and they're gonna stuff his body with like you know cotton and stuff.
Yeah,
I think the Game Grumps are gonna end up in a Chuck E. Cheese.
Animatronic.
So like, Pokimane is going through a
Pokimane
is, she's a stream reader for Pokimane.
No.
But Pokimane is going to go through a, she's going to go the Coons route, and she's going to be like a toilet. You can pee in her. when she dies, you can pee on her.
All right, we're going to live stream this piss.
They don't even change it. It's like decooning where they just put it on the side and call it a toilet.
Yeah. This is fantastic art.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's, you put a toilet on your side and call it a fountain. That's yes,
I know that one. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually it's going to be deemed, streaming is going to be deemed high art, and we're going to have to like deal with really pretentious streamers as like an art form.
I feel like it's all art. The term art's going to go away. It's just going to be content. Like they just like, it's more clearly what that is.
Yeah, I love when people say they're content creators. I respect them.
I
respect people who say, as a creative, I think it's weird that I have to do emails all day.
I mean, that's what Twitch is, though. It's not art, it's content. That is very much content, right?
It's performance art.
It's a garbage, yeah.
It's you're willing to call it performance art before content?
It's a form of art, yeah.
So you respect it, Mike?
No.
But it is performance art.
Because I would think you would be on board to call it content because you don't respect
it. It is content, but it is also art.
Okay.
It is. You have to call it that. It is a form of performance art. There are people watching you do this thing.
Yeah, because when I stream, like when I'm doing my streaming of Halo 2, I call my dad and I bring up old family trauma and discuss it with him as I get to the last level of Halo 2.
That's good art.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a big delineation between like what is entertainment and what is art.
I mean, it's all art.
Can you put your hand down?
Mike, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to talk about this. Donda. Art or entertainment?
High art. Truly. I mean, people are hating on that album. It's a very good album, and the people that hate it need to find God. They need to find God.
I didn't listen to it.
Kanye would tell them himself.
Yeah. I, for one, am moving to Calabasas, and I'm going to live on Kanye's farm.
Yeah.
Where he hosts Sunday church, mm-hmm. Sunday service every Sunday, and he makes you wear Yeezys during the service.
Yeah.
He makes you wear full Kanye, like his, you know, his outfit, brand. His whole brand. Yeah.
I applied to get on the farm, but they're like, yeah, he can be a turnip.
Yeah, he can be a turnip. We need more turnips.
They don't allow me to be a part of the church.
It'd be so funny if you go to his farm and he's actually like in a farmer's hat and overalls and he's actually farming.
He buries me neck deep.
Yeah.
Some people get in the church. Some people have to be turnips. Of course, your resume kind of deems you radish or turnip.
And you can hear the music like, how great is our God? And you're like, I wish I was in there, man.
I like God too.
God has a purpose for you, Jesse. You're buried.
Thou shalt grow roots and be nourished by this fertilizer. Is this just shit?
I wonder if in the stadium where he like did all the Donda stuff, like I wonder if he had like fun stuff for them to do. You know what I mean? Or like, I wonder what the sleeping situation was and stuff. If he had like cots, it sounded like it was like a storm shelter, basically. It sounded like people were refugees.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw any pictures at all of it.
It was like, yeah.
Maybe about a 15-by-12-foot room or something like that. I don't know. There are like pictures and you can see it. And I think he had like, he was recording at one time. I don't know if it was like on a live or something.
Yeah.
But you can see him in there. He's like doing push-ups at one point. You know, he's been doing this real thing where he's just covering his face completely. So yeah. There could be anybody in there. But the idea is it's Kanye. And I believe it was like just doing random stuff.
Okay. So he was just doing push-ups and like recording music.
Push-ups, recording music.
And then he remembered. Right. He's like, oh, I got to make music.
Yeah, he's got to make music.
What makes you believe that it was him?
It's Kanye.
He's never lied to us.
He's never lied to us before.
You have like a faith in Kanye that people have in like Jesus. Like God.
I think that's the point, huh?
I think that's the point.
He's building up his God points.
That's not.
Yeah, I think it is basically because what people say is God doesn't make mistakes. And a lot of people say Kanye doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah,
right.
He hasn't yet. Right?
Kanye.
That's a far leap to make from he makes two or three classic songs every other album.
Yeah,
to saying that he's never made a mistake.
In Shai-Jesus.
Oh, he makes like two or three good hits every other album.
Shai-Jesus.
Yeah, he's actually following up Jesus with Yoli Spirit.
Yoli, yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
And Yather.
Yather.
He's actually pretty... coming out with a Christmas album. It's called Yold Kringle Jesus.
Are you a truly great artist if you don't have like a Christmas album before your career is done, though?
He should have one.
Mariah Carey has one.
Yeah,
all she has
the best song.
Oh, she has a song.
She has
yeah.
the best. Like, she's the best.
Is it just that one song? She doesn't like have an album.
I don't think so.
I want.
Santa, I guess I haven't heard anymore. Right.
I want no. Santa to fist me.
Santa would fist me.
That didn't do so well.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon also came out with a Christmas album.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what it's called.
You're gonna make a joke.
Yeah.
You guys haven't heard the.
It's
album.
Called Little Boy, Little Drummer Boy Line.
There is a song that Soulja Boy was upset that he didn't show up on. He had recorded a verse for it, and he thought he was going to be on the album.
Oh,
he
right,
got replaced
yeah.
with like a meme.
like a soundbite meme.
Yeah, like a soundbite from a meme.
That's so funny.
Soulja Boy just got out
with by like a Will Ferrell quote or something yeah, from like yeah. Anchorman 2.
He's done that before, though. He's done it from Blades of Glory.
Yeah, yeah,
he did. Yeah, he did do that
exactly.
Yeah, well, he, you know, Soulja has been lying his whole life. He just doesn't deserve it.
He has.
Yeah,
he,
but I respect his. Actual... I respect his lying. I do.
Yeah. I listened to some of it. I liked some of it. I like what I listened to, but I didn't finish it, and I don't know if I'll listen to it again.
It's yeah. like it's an hour and 48 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's like before they like had song. They released it without his permission. So he had songs that he wanted on it, mm-hmm. verses that he wanted on it, and they basically just added them onto the end of it and called it part two of those songs.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to it. But I just feel like I can't because there's going to be like six songs about his dead mom.
Surprisingly not.
No?
Surprisingly not. There's some mentions.
What if all of the songs were just sequels to his hits? It's like Workout Plan 2 Remix.
Yeah.
It's like really, it's not artistic at all. It's just a money grab.
The postgraduate. The graduate
the
plus.
The postgrad.
Master's degree.
The PhD kid.
yeah. Well, I don't know. One day I hope to be successful enough to rent out a large stadium like Wrigley Field and waste 6 months of people's lives. making something that's coming from my brain that I haven't really worked out.
Yeah, that's why I'm at the batting cages every weekend.
You start small.
Yeah. I'm at the bat, just getting pegged by singing.
Yeah.
Getting pegged yeah. By the machine.
Smooth criminal.
Variety. We know Jesse's working on his new album. He's at the cages again.
I always like get a little annoyed with Kanye when he does stuff like he's like, yeah, I was inspired by Akira, and then his jacket is just like red, but it's like a little off, like it's puffy. He got a red puffy jacket. I'm just like, you just someone not, on your team likes it. You don't like it.
Yeah, it's not like an homage even at yeah. this point. Yeah,
he like just saw it. He's like such a poser. He just
saw Akira and he was like, I like red jackets.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't even have a paint. It should, if he had a, like a pill. In the
like
back,
a pill. Oh, that's yeah. so cool.
That would have been cool. But it's just like a North Face, it's just a puffy North Face jacket. And he's just like, I love animation.
Do you, if somebody wore the, like Akira like pill jacket, would you think like, oh, that's really tight, or would you like, oh, you fucking dork?
They'd
like,
have to tone it down.
Yeah, you can't wear it like
real life wear.
Yeah,
no, I think they're a dork. They'd really have to rock it right.
Well, what if it was like a members only jacket, like it was a different style, but it just had the pill on the back and it was like a red jacket? That would be kind of cool, right?
It depends on the person.
It's kind of like yeah. drive jacket territory.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it is. But yeah, it's a cool design by itself. I don't want to wear a jacket that has a stupid scorpion on it. I think that looks stupid.
That
but
looks
like,
fucking dumb.
That looks dumb. But a pill is kind of cool.
The,
you know?
The thing about the scorpion is like it doesn't have the legacy that Akira is. Like, oh yeah, I love this movie that came out 5 years ago. Like versus like a legendary movie.
Yeah.
Like the pill in the back, do you think it should be like drawn, or do you think it should be like a picture of a pill? Because like if you're translating
it, yeah, it should be a photorealistic pill.
Well, because yeah. I don't know, because on the back of
yeah,
on the back
yeah.
of the
it's supposed pill, to be yeah, it's supposed to be if, like a
if,
pill.
If it were mine, it would just be a Viagra.
Yeah,
the pill. Jesse's pill's in the shape of a dick.
Yeah, so it's a Blue Chew.
It's a
Flintstones chewable.
Yeah. It's a bi-colored pill, and one end's a dick, and one end's like a vagina.
I'm very, very tired of the painted-on jacket thing. Even though it's kind of cool in theory, but every time people do it, it makes me cringe. Like,
what do you mean a painted-on jacket?
They're like, they'll get like jean jackets or like whatever, like leather jackets, and then they'll get like an artist to paint it. Because mostly because people don't know like good paintings when they see them, so like, oh damn, that I'm gonna do Childish Gambino's album on my jacket. This one girl on Instagram did that, and like it looked everyone was like, yeah, that's fire, and it was just like it was like fucked up a little bit, like it was a little off, and it just bothered me, and it was just bothering me because like the nose is a little like off, like
out of proportion. Because there's no regulation on that.
There's someone who painted Jesus Christ over there, and like one of the eyes is down. Like they don't know perspective. Oh, so yeah, one of the eyes is like down here and like on the cheek. And there's just like he's just like I can't stop. He was like halfway with the mirror. I was like, I mean, I can't disrespect Jesus and stop.
He started with Invader Zim, but he fucked up, so he had to turn it into Jesus.
People in the neighborhood complained.
He had to turn Invader Zim into Jesus.
Look like a Rick and Morty character.
Yeah. Now they pray to it. That would be great if there was like an Invader Zim, and it was just like they had to like put a beard on it and like, no, that's Jesus. And then people start putting like Virgin Mary candles all around it and stuff, like praying to it. People pray. There's one on our garage. People stop, like, I'm trying to park. Like, come on, honk, honk. Yeah. And people, like, praying out in my garage.
Yeah. One time I pissed in an alley, and my piss stain looked like the Mary. And like Mary holding Jesus, and everybody just started praying to
him. Yeah, you're like, nobody touched this pee.
Yeah. I had a bruise shaped like it, too. Mm-hmm.
I came one time, and it looked like it looked exactly like Jesus. and I took it to the Catholic Church, and I was like, "Does anybody? What does this look like?"
Yeah, the Dead Sea Scrolls are it's cum stain.
It's all cum.
There's a Jesus mural where I can tell they like did it on. They did it in like Photoshop, but they didn't take into account like the size of the wall that they were doing, so when they transferred it over, it like warps Jesus, and yeah, now he's just like wider and fat.
That is what's funny about the Dead Sea Scroll, because people are like, it's all pixelated. Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like a 7x7x4 or whatever. No, it's like people are like, he wiped his face off on this towel, and that's Jesus' face, but if he wiped his face, it would be like wide, you yeah. know. But it's just like literally just a drawing of Jesus on the thing.
And yeah.
But if like someone actually wiped their face off, it would be like smeared. Yeah. Not, it wouldn't be like a perfect drawing of Jesus.
Yeah. Nobody dabs when they're drawing themselves off. Yeah. Nobody slaps their face with a towel to get a perfect rendition of their face.
Yeah. This is unrecreatable. This has to be Jesus.
Yeah, I saw Jesus in one of those needle-like things. Those like those things you get at Spencer's Gifts that are all like needles, and you can put your hand in them.
Yeah,
like Jesus stopped by that Spencer's Gifts, put his face in the needle thing.
Yeah, I this is not super related, but like I did in India one time. I went to this Catholic church. And they had like one of the old priests, and they like kept his body because like his nails kept growing. So he was just, you just saw this like dead corpse, and then like his nails were like super long. It was like the Guinness Book of World Records. And like they kept him like there because the miracle that he had done was that his hair and his nails never stopped growing. But yeah, he looks so scary and gross. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your hair,
but he's in like a glass case. It was kind of cool, actually. But
you could have done anything with that. You get one miracle. You could have done anything.
Everyone gets one miracle.
Yeah, he's so vain about his hair and his nails.
It's like a make a wish. It was the original make a wish. But now people don't know that the make a wish, you can wish for more than just meeting a celebrity.
You can meet God if you want to with your Make-A-Wish.
You could, but... I think
that's like without the wish, right?
Yeah. Like, when you die, you're going to meet him anyway. Why do I want to meet him twice?
Yeah, this doctor doesn't have good bedside manner.
Yeah.
You're just going to see him anyways.
Don't waste it, because he's like, don't waste it, man. Do not, don't, and like the kid's like, I want to meet Tom Brady. He's like, don't waste it, man.
He's out of shape now, man.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get better.
I want to collapse the world economy.
Do you get more wishes if you are sick and then you get saved and then you're terminally ill again? Like, if you go through that cycle, do you get a wish every time?
So like, you use up your one last time.
Yeah. Hey. If it was my parents and I was sick, they would, like, try to scheme and get as many wishes as possible. So, like, every time I got sick again, they'd be like, hey, can you guys come over? Yeah, he's dying again. And they were like, well, we kind of already gave him one. He's like, I know, but he's sick. And, like, you know, you guys, like they'd, like, start yelling at Make-A-Wish. They'd be like, you guys say that you run a program, but you don't really help kids. And they'd be like, all right, fine. We'll give your kid like another
they
wish.
They have the same
stuff. So the thing is, like, the kid has been dying the whole time. They just convince them that there's spurts where he's getting better.
Yes.
They have the same philosophy that they have when they're getting samples from Costco.
Yes.
And they're like, get in line, again. Get in line. And then I say, you haven't. You're hungry still. Tell them you didn't get it the first time.
Go get more.
Go get more Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, that is stuff your parents make you do where it's like, it's one, it clearly says one per person, and my mom would be like, go get four. And then you just have to be like, hey, thank you. Like, you don't like realize it's wrong. Yeah. Speaking of Costco samples, they're not back yet. COVID has curbed that for the time being.
You get a little piece of a mask every time.
Yeah, but you can get other samples of you can get samples of the non-food items if you want.
Well, what's the nobody goes there for that?
Yeah. You can sample the bleach, you can sample you put a little bleach on your shirt if you want to.
Yeah. Your shirt if you want to.
There's little you can like tear out a little piece of a coffee filter and
you
like
get a corner of a Clorox wipe.
That's nice. I can use that. You put it in your pocket for later.
Yeah. You can't get Kirkland jeans, but you can get jorts. You can get short jorts. That's one sample you can still get.
Man, I would love if I looked good in Kirkland signature jeans, because they'd save me so much money. I can only wear the finest jeans with my body type. It'd be great just to see a pile of jeans on a crate and just be like, damn, I look good in all those, every one of those.
It's funny to go to Costco and be like, I could never pull this off. It's the most generic clothing ever. It's like St. John's Bay or whatever the fuck. It's like, I could never, I wish.
So tame.
Sweetie, you can...
Taking a risk.
Yeah.
It's like on a pallet.
Yeah. And you're like trying to talk to the employees. Like, I know it's a little crazy, but it's like, it's for my friend. It's like, it's not for me. I could never wear this, right? would you like your 16-pound box of Cheerios in the cart? Or in a box?
Leave those out.
Yeah. Would you like your gallon of peanut butter in a box?
No, leave those out.
No, leave those. Just like, yeah, just like this, the worst clothing ever.
Would I put your 4-pack of TVs underneath the cart? 4-pack.
they know what people that shop at Costco. Well, I shop at Costco, but I mean, they know like people who shop for clothes at Costco wear. I mean, I shop for clothes at Costco, but they have for some reason since I was a kid, they've always had like flannels with hoodies sewn in them.
Wait, what?
They always have like flannels with like hoodies sewn on the inside of them. Yeah. Like, you know, you wear a hoodie, you wear flannel, then you wear like if you're like going to fucking work,
yeah,
you're gonna start your truck up, warm it up. you know, get your coffee.
Put Especially
your,
in the Midwest.
Yeah, put your fucking hoodie on and then put your flannel over that. They just sewed that shit right in to save people time.
Time and
energy. Every time my mom sees one of those, and she'll like see shit like that, she'll be like, we should get one for your dad. Because it's just like, exactly that. Yeah,
and they have shoes that are knockoffs of Reebok, which is a knockoff of every other. It's like the cheapest shoe brand.
Yeah,
they have look like plastic orthopedic shoes. They're like the most uncomfortable shoes I've ever seen in my whole life.
Why is the heel of this made out of bone?
Yeah, it's like always rubbing up against your ankle. It's like, yeah, save $5.
But eventually, they're gonna have to branch out from clothing that only dads would wear to they're gonna have to start selling high heels and nicer items as well, so you're gonna have like Kirkland heels.
Yeah, Kirkland, you know? Trans wear. Kirkland is now for trans rights.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, but they have a section for trans people to other them.
You don't realize
instead of just having male and female clothing, you still just think there's something separate. There's a separate category. You know, we believe in trans, you acknowledge people.
Well, you never.
This bathroom is specifically for trans women. We have a women's bathroom, a trans women bathroom, and a men's bathroom.
And a trans line. Like that, you don't realize that they like that. Selling stuff like that comes with a philosophy behind it.
That's the thing, is they think they're being woke, but they're just like still separate being but equal. Transphobic.
Here's a cocktail dress for others. Here's some socks with toes. That's what they think.
That's they're also gauging fashion sense too.
Yeah, Costco's deciding to branch out.
A little black dress for any occasion they might get into.
You don't know what they do.
Non-binary little black dress.
Now introducing non-binary binoculars. Mm-hmm. It's just one binocular.
Have you guys ever bought a book at Costco? I feel like their book selection is always like the worst shit. It's like what you would get at like in Hudson News or something. It's like, who's reading these books?
Not only have I bought a book, but I've bought PC games. I bought Age of
Empires. I've bought games there. They're cheaper sometimes. They're like $5 cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't knock you for that, but
all their books are like have games in them.
they're like Scholastic Book Fair books.
Yeah. That's what's appealing about it.
So. Yeah. I mean, like, I remember that.
It'll be like John Kerry's biography and game.
I was in one of those like, board game model homes in like Texas, and the books they use to decorate the homes are just like that. They're like all like Dan Brown and Tom Clancy novels.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only books that they have there. But they are the actual books, and they're just everywhere around the house to try and make it look homely. Like, this person exclusively only reads Dan Brown and Tom Clancy, and also keeps it next to pictures of his dog and his family. And it's, like, the most generic thing in the world.
He's, like, posing with a American Sniper.
That's funny you say that. I was looking at YouTube the other day. American Sniper Best of Clips has, like, 100 million views.
Oh, my God. I want to watch that. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That sounds... I want to watch that.
Because I like looking up gun videos.
Yeah.
Like, I like looking up, like, I like shooting. I don't shoot, but I might get into it. And who knows? And then, like... And then, like, it comes, like, instantly. As soon as you look at one thing, your whole, the suggested becomes all fucking...
Guns, yeah.
Well, like, not, no, I mean, like, political right, like, right wing. So it's all just, like, American Sniper. It's like, I like snipers, too, but I didn't have to be right wing to, like shooting stuff from far fucking away.
Who's the guy that does the binoculars? They don't snipe, but they're your lookout. What is tracker. That called? Yeah, the guy from American Sniper, his tracker wrote a book too. They hit him.
American Helper. I'm with this guy.
It's just in the cover. It's just like him with. Like,
he's my best friend.
He's such a dork.
it's like too emotional. It's like 1,000 lost feelings. 1,000 yards of feelings. It's like the long shot.
First of all, I'd like to dedicate this to my wife and children.
Yeah. And you go to the back cover and it's him with the binoculars. Like, his eyes are really big.
The forward is like, you know, they say the tracker has the hardest job. You know, they say the tracker has the second hardest job.
These are my binoculars. There are many like it, but this one is mine. Without my binoculars, I have nothing. Without me, my binoculars are nothing.
Soldier, where are your binoculars? Are your binoculars? he can disassemble and reassemble his binoculars and blindfolded. Try me.
And he puts it up to his eyes, but the blindfold is still on. And he's trying to intimidate people with like the binoculars. He's like, He's the worst, like, catchphrase. Yeah,
that'd be funny if, like, you know, the snipers are, like, in a ghillie suit just sneaking up to the enemy, but then they don't give a ghillie suit to the tracker. And he's like, he's right there. I'm helping.
because the tracker's also a decoy. Yeah.
Whoa, dance around. He's, like, in a reflective...
It's so funny because the tracker is basically like he's looking so that, you know, to like take off the load, I guess, of that part. But basically his whole job is to be like, do you see it? And the guy's like, yeah, I see it, man. Shut up. Because he's also looking through a scope.
He's got like a laser pointer and he's like pointing it at it. Yeah. You see where the red dot is?
Yeah. Stop trying to help. This isn't helping.
Here, let me point to you now.
Oh, they are so fucked.
They are so fucked. I see.
Right, man? Right, dude?
Can I get you some coffee? And his hands are like shaking. He's like, you know, I could never shoot, but yeah. We make a good team.
Never quite figured out how to pull the trigger, so to speak.
I'm in charge of the pee bottle. He has to like take his dick out and like put it into a bottle. He's like, do you see it, man?
Soldier. Yes, Sarge. I've replaced you with a catheter.
I get the sniper's social media.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of his Instagram posts.
Yeah. American like, fucking tracker, yeah.
The long shot. It's a sweater. It's a Christmas sweater.
Yeah. It's like a foot and a half shorter than the sniper. Yeah. All of the helper have to be like 2 feet shorter at least.
He's like hanging on to like a big bicep. He's like,
and he has to do like book signings and like Q&A's like in big conferences, and everybody he's like, you won't believe the things that I've seen. It's all about things he's seen.
You know, Lee Harvey Oswald also had a tracker.
He gets a Yeah, you think he has PTSD from looking?
He can't relate to anybody after, anybody he served with because he has no PTSD. And he always closes his eyes before the shot. Okay, do it.
Okay, go. Tell me when it's over. Oh, man. I bet, in all honesty, I bet they're jacked and could rip us all apart. Oh, yeah. They probably are. Sure. Yeah. So just don't fuck with American.
But that's less funny. Yeah. That's less. I don't want it to be true. I want to be a dweeb like
me. He has like PTSD, so like anytime he goes to a football game and he's like sitting in the nosebleeds, he has to like, he's like afraid to like bring up his binoculars. Because it'll bring him back.
Yeah. He gets PTSD at an opera.
A binocular. Honey, it's just a monocular.
He can't go to like a...
Oh, the opera guy. He's an Afghani guy. Like,
he's crying.
He destroys his friend's telescope. He just shoots it.
It's a hard life, man.
He's like, nothing will happen. It's just stars. Don't worry. He's like, okay.
Why'd you scratch the lens of my telescope? It'll leave off a glare. The enemy can see it. You ruined my telescope.
Yeah, they grease the lenses.
So it doesn't glare?
Yeah, but yep. It's just sexier. They just have extra grease.
But they can't see out of it anymore. It's
like petroleum jelly. But he's like, hey, don't worry, man. It's just stars. Stars can't hurt you. And then he's like, okay. And he looks at the stars. Like,
it's like a comet.
It's the first asteroid. Don't worry, man.
It's I'll like a right supernova here. Exploding. No!
I didn't even track it. There it is. Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well, all it's right. been 2 hours. You guys want to... Is that good?
Yeah. I gotta go. Gotta go
that back. Was fun.
Gotta go back I'm to Target.
I'm glad we didn't like fuck up the whole recording and stuff.
It's great having an intermission.
Yes.
Yeah, I took a big dump.
Could have been that big.
Oh.
No, he sent me a picture.
I left it in
it
there.
It was pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh, he sent me a big.
I hit my volcano vaporizer, so I was blitzed off weed in the second half.
I was blitzed off of steam.
I had that like tobacco, the nicotine vape, and then Harp, like I was like, yeah, I had to throw it away, and Harp was like, I thought you were vaping weed this whole time. And I was like, no, I've been vaping disgusting nicotine. E-juice.
It's a lot worse than I thought.
Yeah.
It was just like, I'm like, damn, Mila can really keep himself.
He can take huge rips. He thought I was taking huge rips of a weed vape. Yeah, no. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. That was fun.
Yeah. Money.